It's Before Paul Early, and this is the Pre-W. Smith Show on 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome back. Subject that's getting really kicked around a lot and considered seriously these days is, what do we do about all the distracted drivers out there? Now, with various legislation proposed to address the issue of distracted driving, Kristen, I know you were able to interview Ben Orner. He's a political reporter for MLive.com. Kristen.
Yeah, Jeff. So we're talking about the new distracted driving law. And I have seen this everywhere. It's been in a ton of publications. I've heard it on the radio. So where are we now? I feel like there were recently some bills that were going up to the legislature potentially to be passed. Why don't you update us on what is happening?
So earlier in the spring, there's some bills introduced into the legislature to update Michigan's distracted driving law, to expand it, to make it more forceful. Those bills earlier this month passed the full legislature, and they are on their way to the governor's desk, and she plans to sign them by end of June, actually.
End of June. Okay. And can you explain exactly what those bills, not in detail, but can you give us a broad overview of what the bills exactly say so that we can understand, as all of us now have cell phones in some way or another? They're all being used when we're in the car, either in our hands or they're connected to our car. Exactly. What do we have to know?
So right now, Michigan's distracted driving law essentially just says you can't text and drive. Now, a lot of other states have a more broad, more forceful law, and so Michigan adds to that. So with these bills, there's three bills. When they become law, it will essentially say you can't text and drive, obviously, but you also can't just hold your phone in general. You can't make a phone call, essentially. Looking through the bills right now, you know, you can't watch or record or send a video on your phone. You can't look up anything on Facebook or Twitter or any other kind of social networking site. So it really expands it to most stuff that you shouldn't be doing on your phone while driving.
So originally, when the law was stated that you just can't text and drive, that was back in 2010. Is that right?
Yeah, something around there. It's been about 10, 15 years.
Yeah. So when you think about how much we use our phone and rely on our phones, I feel like all the time things are being added to it. I mean, we use our phones for the maps, for GPS. So I wonder how they're going to implement that part, because I'm thinking personally myself, when I'm driving somewhere and I have my, you know, GPS going, I have my Waze or whatever on my phone, if it's locked into my vehicle, either in some kind of contraption or sitting down in the cup holder, isn't that just as distracting as holding it?
Yeah, so they do have some carve outs here, because, right, like if it was like so crazy, then, you know, it wouldn't be very practical. So using like a Bluetooth headset or, you know, something hands-free, that's fine. Using like Apple CarPlay is fine, obviously. And the official language of the bill, it's okay when you use a single button to, quote, press, tap, or swipe to activate or deactivate a feature or function, or to select a telephone number or name. So essentially, if it just takes like one little click to get someone on the phone or do something with the maps, then that's fine. You're not going to be pulled over for that.
Interesting. And then can you explain some of the violations that if somebody is to get pulled over, what kind of fines are we looking at?
So you're probably not going to go to jail for this. It's really just fines. First violation, it's a $100 fine, and you can serve 16 hours of community service. The second violation will cost you $250 and 24 hours of community service. And then those fines double if what you were doing caused a crash. And then a third violation in 3 years. So it has to be in a three-year period. A third violation in 3 years means a court can order you to take essentially a driving improvement course.
I love it. I'm all for this because I see distracted drivers everywhere. They're sitting at a stoplight with their head down trying to be so sneaky, like nobody knows that they're really on their phone. Or they're blatantly on their phone and they're holding their phone and up to their ear talking, or they're, you know, texting as they're driving. This is very exciting. So tell me about some of the drivers that might be exempt from this.
So essentially, like emergency and public safety workers, you know, think about police officers, firefighters, paramedics, like they are free to do it, you know, because they're working in an emergency, obviously. Also, just anyone in general, if you're calling 911, to maybe report a reckless driver in front of you, report a crime or a crash that just happened, that's fine. You're not going to be given a fine for calling 911 to help somebody out while you're on the road.
Got it. Okay, that is good to know. And I actually appreciate that our public safety workers are going to be exempt from this. So explain why now? I mean, shouldn't have this always been in place as a law or a rule or something? Why now?
Yeah, so I moved to Michigan about a year ago, and I was surprised when I started writing the story that Michigan's law just included texting and driving, because in other states I've lived in, you know, they were very big. I'm like, hey, you can't hold your phone and make a phone call while driving. So I guess when I asked the governor's office, why is this such a big issue now? They cited a lot of statistics about how fatal distracted driving crashes have risen between the mid-2000s and into the 2020s. One statistic that Governor Whitmer's office gave me was that between 2016 and 2020, fatal distracted driving crashes when the driver was using a cell phone have increased 88%. And a lot of that is people using social media, and it's young drivers. So in 2021, young drivers were about 6-point-something% of drivers on the road, but they accounted for 18% of the distracted driving crashes. So it just, this seems to be a problem that, you know, maybe was a problem in 2010 or 2012 or whenever the texting while driving law came into play. But as smartphones become more and more prevalent and people are just on their phones more while they're driving, it's become a bigger problem, and this hopes to solve it.
Yeah, this is great and timely. Did I read somewhere that between Memorial Day and Labor Day is considered the 100 most dangerous days to drive on the road? Is that right?
Yeah, that is. It's the 100 most dangerous days to drive. And one thing that, that lawmakers wanted to put in here is that this bill would take very soon effect. So the plan is that it gets signed and goes into effect by June 30th. Which would mean that these laws are in effect for the July 4th holiday, which is a huge part of that 100 most dangerous days to drive.
And a big travel day in the state of Michigan. People are, you know, going to see family and friends and traveling up north. So, all right, Governor Whitmer, this is all good. We are happy to hear this. So, okay, anything else, Ben, that we should add?
No, I just think that it was interesting to hear some advocate stories. There's, you know, folks speaking out about how, you know, their loved ones were killed in a distracted driving crash for, you know, years before. And it just seems like this is a long time coming, and it'll get us in line with other states.
That's great. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Kristen. Well done. And thank you to Ben Orner, political reporter for MLive.com. Now headed to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.